Joined now with the East Sac County Head Football Coach Eric McCullough. Coach, you guys travel on the road week one coming up tonight. What do you know about the Wolves and how practice has been so far this week leading up to tonight's game?
Casey, yeah, you know, it's been a tough week to try and get some, you know, quality practice in just because of the weather. But one thing about it is pretty much everybody across the state has kind of been in the same boat. So we tried to do the best we could to do it in a safe, healthy manner, and spent a lot of time watching film, a lot of walkthroughs to try and get our kids in kind of the right position. You know, we like the fact that we're traveling to Manning just because for a long time we played week one against IKM Manning in a matchup, and it's always seemed to be a pretty good game. The two schools, not a long travel, and they have a great coaching staff that always has their kids prepared and ready to go and kind of gives us a challenge. So we feel good that hopefully we can match up and play disciplined and provide a good game.
And you mentioned it's been a while since you guys have played IKM Manning. Did you see a lot of the same stuff on film from them that you've seen in years past playing them? Was it easy to prepare for playing the Wolves again?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say easy. You know, it just never really is easy to prepare for them. They do a lot of things very well. There still seem to be a very base kind of wing T type format. And, you know, they just kind of always been under that. Don't break it if don't fix it if it ain't broke. And they do a good job, and they've always seemed to have some athletes and have some really fast kids now. They're still the same both us as far as having to play some young kids in some positions. But they still have some guys that have some experience from last year. So I think they're just going to continue to build on what they've done. And I hope we can prepare. We've been prepared enough to kind of match them and on defense be able to provide them some troubles, and then on offense that we can find some holes and kind of take advantage of that.
You guys returned a lot of production from last year. Any kids that you could be switching around and any new wrinkles on offense that could be played into tonight's game?
You know, we just still want to try and continue to improve and do the small things better, you know, try and be perfect in those, and that's just getting our blocking schemes, finishing block when we're throwing the ball, make sure we got good routes, that we're providing protection. What we do bring back a lot of experience, most of our production, because it was all young kids last year. But we can definitely do better than what we did last year, and that's by far our goal is on offense, is trying to be able to move that ball and you know, produce some points. But the big thing is to just continue to get first downs and eliminate our mistakes. Not put ourselves in down and distance situations that make it very tough to try and bounce from and come out of.
Are you going to be moving kids around offensively that maybe played different positions last year that might help you move that ball a little bit better?
Yeah, we've made a few changes. We just kind of put some guys in some different skill positions just to try and better suit their capabilities and the strengths and tools that they have. To hopefully make us a little more successful. Tate Lair is going to kind of take over the quarterback spot. Luke Wright is he's got a good pair of hands. He's physical. He's tall. So we're going to try and get him the ball kind of out in the pass routes and stuff. And then Sam Julian, same thing, another weapon we can try and use. We move Charlie Veit to kind of what would be our halfback, more than our wingback spot. And we brought in Landon Grindle, who's a junior. He had a really good JV season last year. He worked really hard in the off season. So we hope our guys up front that can hopefully kind of, you know, do their jobs up front in the scheme. We're still young in some of those spots up front that you don't want to be young at, that we have to try and help those kids out and provide. But bringing back a couple leaders in the offensive line between Will Smith and Luke Warnemont, they've played there for a couple years now, and they do a good job and really, really understand what we're trying to accomplish. And the other guys are getting there between Kate Snyder being a sophomore, and we're going to bounce between kind of Seth Donaldson or Brett Thayer as far as a guard. So those two are still kind of learning the way a little bit, and they just have to continue to communicate and hopefully do their job up front.
We've talked about the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, what are you going to look to do to try to stop this IKM Manning rushing attack tonight?
You know, that's the big thing, defense for IKM Manning. I mean, they can produce big plays, but what they want to do is try and run the ball. They really hang their hat on that, and they do it out of several different types of formations, and that's the things that we try to work on this week is pick up those different types of formations and try and get our kids in the right position and understand what we want them to do in those positions and their responsibilities. You know, we just got to kind of play react and hold your responsibility type defense and make tackles. They have a couple of really fast kids, and that's something that's really hard to kind of simulate and practice, and we have to really make sure we can keep him contained. The Rasmussen kid, you know, he's just got good quickness. He's just a heck of an athlete.
Coach, those are the only questions I have for you, and I thank you for joining us before tonight's game.
Hey, Casey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Esat County Raider head of football coach Eric McCullough here on the pregame show. We'll go ahead, step away, hear from IKM Manning head coach Corey McCarville next.